One out of three Missouri students in college has a Pell Grant. So about 130,000 Missourians have a Pell Grant. I think on this campus it's right at 40%, just like it is on the campus at Missouri Western, where I was at lunch. So 4 out of 10 students have a Pell Grant. We've increased year-round Pell this year, and that was important and significant. But more important, I think, is we've extended year-round Pell to where you could have more than 2 semesters. So that means the opportunity for the first time in a long time is here, where if you're a Pell Grant recipient, you can go to school and not have that interrupted unless you want to have it interrupted. Now, that particularly matters if you're someone in your family who is sort of setting the standard of going to college, if you're an adult returning back to school, if you're just simply trying to find a pattern where you can get this done and get it done. And that's the difference in year-round Pell and not having year-round Pell. Just, you know, if you've got this pattern and you don't break it, you dramatically increase the chance that you're going to actually get done what you hope to get done. Now, maybe because of my own experience, I think this is a bigger deal than it is, but we think 20,000 Missourians will be in school this summer that wouldn't have been there this summer without year-round Pell. There'll be 1 million Americans in school this summer that wouldn't have been there without year-round Pell. And there's no community college in Missouri where if you qualify for the full Pell Grant, that'd be $6,095 this year. If you qualify for the full Pell Grant, and by the way, you could add another 50% to that if you go in the summer. But if you qualify for the full Pell Grant, there is no community college in our state where the full Pell Grant doesn't pay for all tuition, all books, all fees, with a little money left over. Not enough money to live on, but free first 2 years of school is there in our state, and frankly, in most places, if you've determined that free first 2 years of school is free for people who couldn't afford to do it any other way. And of course, if you don't qualify for the full Pell, you qualify for whatever percentage of Pell your income allows you to qualify for. So in addition to that, we had a significant increase in the work-study program, an increase in the TRIO program, which helps kids who are setting a new standard for their family get in school and, when necessary, a little help to keep them in school. And then also a 15% increase in the Supplemental Education Grants Program. So, you know, getting this done with as little debt as possible, but most importantly, achieving your goal. And I think this makes it much more likely for lots of people to do that. And by the way, I know you're in the STEM effort as well. This wouldn't really count towards STEM necessarily, but we're also trying to expand the Pell Grant to where it's available to more apprenticeship and certification kinds of programs, so that higher education isn't just about getting a BA degree or a BS degree or even an AA degree, but it's also about getting the kind of skills that help you have better opportunities and a better life. Employers, when you're having a package that somehow may include Pell Grant as part of the package, employers really didn't understand why you'd take off a summer. That, okay, you're part of the work, the training, this is part of it, part of it is the classes they're taking, they get Pell assistance in. And even more as we expand Pell into apprentice and certified programs, employers just wouldn't get that. And so hopefully we'll not retrogress.